Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, welcome to Fightful. It is May 27th, 2024. A happy Memorial Day to all of you, and a thank you to those that we lost. Speaking of, I want to send my condolences right out of the gate to Bill Walton, legendary NBA player and broadcaster. I've often mentioned on these shows, especially Q&As, when people say, oh, did you look up to this wrestling writer or that wrestling writer? No disrespect to them, but I didn't grow up on Meltzer and Mike Johnson, Wade Keller, although you know, I've grown to respect them a great deal. I grew up on sportscasters and sports broadcasters and sports writers like Bill Walton. So he had an incredible impression on me and obviously a great in the NBA, sending our love to his friends, family, and fans. And of course, his teammates and many others, but sending love to them. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. There's a lot to talk about tonight. Live, kiss, Dom. And if you were in America, you might be going, wait. Liv Morgan, kiss, Dom, Mysterio. I didn't see that. Well, let me tell you, if not for one of our sponsors, NordVPN, I wouldn't have seen it either. Because it got cut off in the United States. I'm going to show you guys the image, though. We can't show you the video of it. We can show you the image as it appeared on TNT Sports right here at the end of the show. Wild. Wild. Can't miss that. Can't miss that. But we had a major update on FightfulSelect.com on Becky Lynch's contract status. We are going to be talking about that. Of course, check out FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. Think about what costs $5. Then think about Fightful Select, the sense of community, the podcasts, the best place to get exclusive news. If you watch any other YouTube show, read any other wrestling website, 100% of them get news from FightfulSelect.com. Check it out. But hey, while you're here, leave a thumbs up. Slap some fruit emojis in the chat. put them in the comment section. I've been in those comments every single day, just tap, tap, tapping away, talking about bananas and stuff. Hit me with those fruit emojis. I love them. I love them. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We greatly appreciate those. I have a cool video coming to YouTube. I'm doing more stuff in my other studio. One of my first ones is going to be my experiences meeting Maven. This is going to be a shameless attempt at piggybacking off of Maven's success and trying to get into his recommended section. But it'll be fun. I have it up already for tier two members of FightfulSelect.com. But enough plugging. Let's talk about what happened tonight on WWE Raw. Some of you are saying, where's Denise? Listen, man, Denise had a crazy couple days driving to Las Vegas last night, working that very, very long show, then the scrum. They lost her tripod along the way. Then she had to drive back today, did a show with Reg. So we gave her the night off. She'll be back next week. Denise always a part of the family here. But also, our great moderator, Luis. So if you send a super chat, send a humper chat, our cool moderator by the name of Luis will grab those and apply them to the appropriate section. But lots of cool stuff coming this week. I believe Matt Cardona on In the Weeds Friday. Beyond the Bell, I think they're back. I think Andrew Azarian and Rich are back in the morning with Beyond the Bell. They had some technical difficulties last week, but Jared says Triple H needs to talk to USA about that hard out at 11. You know, it's wild to me that Raw doesn't get it, but NXT does? What? How does that work? How the hell does that happen? So I'll tell you a thing that I really, really like about WWE these days. It used to be when you got done seeing a person on this show, like when their match happened or their segment happened, they were done. They were gone. You see people threading in and out of this show as people are debating whether eggplant or fruits or not. I want to know what chat thinks about that. I mean, it technically is. I mean, that's a fact. It's generally considered a vegetable, but you know what? I like vegetable emojis too. I don't discriminate here. Bugs Bunny says Celtics swept and Raw was good. W Monday. Celtics have that team, man. They do have that team. Let's talk about Gunther. He comes out, but he's interrupted by Damian Priest, who understandably wants to get ahead of this. That's who, as of now, he is slated to face at SummerSlam. However, Drew McIntyre has an issue with that because he's facing Damian Priest in, gosh, the 2 weeks? Less than 2 weeks is Clash at the Castle. Our dude Corey Brennan is going to be there, I believe. Man, really? June 15th, hot diggity damn. So yeah, 2 week turnaround there, and I thought they got started pretty good. I love that Drew McIntyre is just such a hater, bro. I love how much of a hater he is. It makes me so happy how much of a hater he is. And I like that Damian Priest is starting to get possibly way in over his head, but I kind of respect this. Like, have you ever been driving around on a highway and you have no confidence in the competence of other drivers? You feel like you are the only good driver out there. Damian Priest feels like he is the only competent driver on the road right now. He feels like he's the only one that isn't a moron, swerving, switching lanes, not turning on their blinker signals, all that stuff. That's how Damian Priest feels right now. He feels like everybody else out there on his highway is an absolute idiot and that he's got to take care of it. And he just wants to pass everybody because otherwise, somebody else is going to cause him to wreck. Sabrina says, Sean, can we please see your cat? The door is closed, so none of them are in here right now. None of them are in here. Will Chisholm says, I love how Gunther never puts the crown on. Yeah, he does kind of carry it. I wonder if he will. And somebody indicated that might be because he sees it as beneath him still. We'll see. Another shout out to FightfulSelect.com. We had these plans up way early for WWE Raw tonight. But Drew McIntyre said, you know, it's probably a good thing that CM Punk has barely wrestled, because if he was around, he would have done something stupid, got fired, and he's got no other place to go. No love for TNA. TNA would absolutely bring him in, though. 100%. 100%. Tim says, did it seem to be more commercials tonight? It certainly did during the main event. Certainly did. But I loved when Drew McIntyre is saying, you know, they call me a psychopath, they call me the Terminator in WWE. In Scotland, they just call me Drew because we're all like that. And Damian Priest is like, man, you're not going to get in my head. Like, come on, I'm better than that. And then Drew, or Damian, brings up his wife, and Drew gets pissed off, and he's like, you know what? It was really easy for me to get under your skin. I'm very excited for this. These two guys are going to tear the house down. Now, a lot of numbers in wrestling right now are down. Period. Not live attendance in WWE, but a lot of other stuff is down. You got no Rock. You got no Roman. John Cena ain't around per usual. CM Punk's hurt. Drew had been hurt the last month. Charlotte ain't around. You're missing a lot of people, right? Rhea is out. In AEW, you had been without Adam Cole, Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, MJF, Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter. A lot of people that were missing. I got to say, tonight, they did a really, really good job in WWE of bringing everybody up just a little bit, showing you that the world champion is worried about what Rey Mysterio is doing. Really putting over Braun Breaker, integrating Braun Strowman all throughout this show. Gunther as well. They're rising those up, because if you don't have a Becky Lynch this time next week, man, you are missing Rollins, Punk, Becky, Rhea. That sucks, man. And Raw doesn't have Cody anymore, so they're using what they got. They're using what they got. Jonathan Corona says, Sean, you know what I've been noticing? WWE hasn't done any pyro for opening like they used to do. What happened? Can you ask WWE what happened? It all depends on the situation, the particular budget for the week, where they are. Like, I'd be surprised if they do it at Heritage Bank Arena ever again. I was there the night they caught the building on fire. There are different situations that call for it and others that don't. Did you guys see that ROH spot with Jimmy Jacobs? For those of you that don't know, and please look it up, they played a rib on Jimmy Jacobs, who is a writer for AEW, and he still actively wrestles, but he did a squash match against Satnam Singh. He hadn't wrestled on TV in quite a while, and basically they used every single bit of pyro they had left for this Canada trip, because they couldn't bring it back with them, and just blew it all up. And you could see his reaction to it. Like, they used like 30 seconds straight of pyro. It put Batista's to shame just for him to get squashed by Satnam Singh. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. When is Rollins slated to return? I don't have that info as of yet. Originally, I was told they expected to have him involved by the draft, but that just meant he was going to be in the draft. Jonathan Corona says, Sean, are you ready to see NXT at the Apex Arena? Drew versus Gunther is going to feed families. If they do that, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see either of two things happen. Drew McIntyre wins at Clash of the Castle. Huge, huge match, right? Huge moment. Or CM Punk shows up, screws Drew McIntyre out of his moment again. And then, oh boy, does that heat up the feud. I don't think that Drew and Punk need that title whatsoever. Jonathan Corona being so generous. Question, do you think we'll ever see Britt and Ricky to WWE? If Mark Henry goes to WWE, do you think we'll see him as producer or manager for Jade? Manager, no. Producer, no. I think he would be a talent scout. Mark Henry did confirm FightfulSelect.com's report that his deal was coming up, and he said he is not re-signing with AEW. As far as Britt Baker, she's still got years on her deal. Ricky, I could absolutely see Ricky going to WWE in the future. Steve Harden says, next week on Raw, Drew comes out with a special gift for CM Punk. He opens a box to a new pair of Reebok shoes autographed by the Young Bucks. Oh, my God. That's good stuff right there. That is really good stuff. Whew. Mike Liotta says, it's a great time to build the roster. Each title has multiple challengers. Everything seems to matter and be cohesive. Really enjoying WWE right now. As am I. There's a lot of very interesting things going on. Braun Strowman came out, like what I loved, was in the middle of the two top dogs talking. Braun comes out. Now, there's going to be some youngsters here that do not remember just how over Braun Strowman was in 2017. He was a shining star on this program back then when he was just tearing stuff up and people loved it and they just really, really wasted him. When they let him go, I was like, what more does Vince want? You know, we always hear about the prototypical Vince guy, but he's back. And what I like is that he just ran out here and kind of ran them off. I would have loved if he just said, shut up, and then pointed at JD and said, let's fight. Braun defeats JD, but JD ends up hitting the bricks. And the whole show, Braun is chasing JD, including with a limp after this attack. So, so this has been a thread that plays all throughout the show. Jonathan, actually, we'll get to that one. It's a thread that plays all throughout the show, which you could have actually seen in totality with NordVPN.com/Fightful. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great, but a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. So right after the match, Carlito and Balor attack. I have not been more interested in Carlito since he came back, since his integration with Judgment Day. And I think he's a good fit. But another thing I loved, they are really leaning in, and JD is too, to his big ass head. They are so leaning into him just having a gigantic head. From Braun Strowman having a bobblehead collection, or a Funko collection or whatever. Good stuff. Yana says, I see a scenario with Punk costing Drew at Clash at the Castle, but also one where Judgment Day costs Damian. Liv stuff could be tied in, and she's planting seeds. Well, I love all of the integration and all of the little hints, like backstage we saw in the distant background, Liv talking to JD, of which Damian Priest later referenced, because here's the deal. We watched the show. He knows what's going on the show. Somebody would text him. They would let him know what's going on. So I'm glad that they're not like treating him like he's stupid. Like he's aware of it. Will says, do you know how Julia was able to get to work at WWE or QWE and Marigold when no other WWE talent would be able to? Just asking. Well, it's a part of what she had negotiated into her deal. It's a part of what she's worked in. And she hasn't officially started with WWE yet. So, yeah. Jonathan Cronus says, Sean, just curious about something. When you say higher-ups, like they text you or send you a rundown, do you mean Triple H, Nick Khan, and a producer text you? Just curious. I've had one interpersonal conversation with Triple H and Nick Khan. I've had conversations with plenty of producers. I will not disclose who sends me the rundown. But, yeah, I talk to higher-ups and people that are high up in the company all the time. That's about all I can disclose there. I can't give away my sources for $9.99, that's for sure. But you can get great news from all my sources for just $5 at FightfulSelect.com. Ricochet defeated Ilya Dragunov. Now, backstage, Ricochet had gotten cleared, and Adam Pearce is like, man, I don't want you to wrestle, but I know you want to wrestle. So you're going to get this match. And Ilya was like, listen, I know if you wouldn't have pushed me out of the way, it would have been me. And he didn't care which one of us he hit, he being Bron Breakker. They have a killer match. You just go out there, you take the chains off, you let them go out there and do their thing. And that's what happened here. But by the end of it, people weren't talking about how great the match is, which I think is, you know, a pretty good thing considering this feud. This match ended via DQ, and I wasn't mad about it. I don't ever get mad about wrestling, but I wasn't bothered by it. And that's come a long way from where you'd have two or three matches on Raw end in a DQ. You know what I mean? Or a no contest or something like that. It was just so much. And they just redo it. Well, Bron Breakker showed up and speared everybody. Adam Pearce comes out and sort of like scolds him. I won't say berates him, but scolds him for sure. Really lets him know this ain't cool. Backstage, it happens again. And he got suspended for a week. He being Bron Breakker got suspended for a week as a result of this. And I'm like, no, I want more Bron Breakker. What are you talking about? They said that Kale Dixon, the guy who got beat up last week, probably ain't going to be around for a while. RIP in peace, I guess. Damn. Bron Breakker is that guy. Don't let him lose. He doesn't have to win this triple threat match that they are setting up for. I think that'd be a good way to, you know, maybe push him down the line just a little bit, right? To justify, you know, not giving him a big sting as a big like title opportunity or whatever that may be. If you don't feel he's ready, I think that could be another way Adam Pearce could really set him off. He gets put in this match with Ricochet and Ilya Dragunov. He's about to win. Gets it taken away from him. He doesn't get pinned, so he doesn't lose. And then when Breakker is like, you know, I want an opportunity, Adam Pearce goes, no, you didn't win last night. And then he just flips his shit, bro. I am so here for this. And he's got to be there next week, right? Like, he's got to be there next week. There's no way he can't be there next week. Bron Breakker is going to do really great things. Kim Gray says, I know the QR code isn't for everyone, but we are all about it in this house. Keeps Bo engaged in the show. Love it. Bo being her son, of course. Listen, I think that we're closing in on it. I think it'll happen within the next few weeks. But I don't mind it at all. Like, if you watch that documentary about Bray Wyatt, you saw that they understood that some of the limitations that were put on the Bray Wyatt and the previous situation were that it was hard to bring reality to a lot of what he was doing. It's hard to execute it in the ring after he does all these wild things and you set up all these things. Like, how do you make it work in the ring? I think they'll be more grounded with that. New Day, want ice cream from Awesome Truth. Miz has ice cream and they called him vanilla. And he goes, does that mean you're? And then R-Truth goes, strawberry. And New Day show up and go, what were you about to say, Miz? What were you about to say? Well, they're trying to get a raffle for a title shot. And Miz doesn't want it. R-Truth does. But Karrion Kross shows up. I have not been more invested in something that Karrion Kross has done in WWE. And this includes his NXT title run. If you have seen Karrion Kross do interviews or promos on his own, you see the influence of like a Sean O'Hare, like a Just Joe type of thing. He is being an instigator. He's trying to plant doubt in Xavier Woods' mind. And he's saying, look, this guy over here, Kofi, has had his day in the sun. He's won the world title. Big E did too. And he's like, hell, I won the NXT title. What have you done? Won King of the Ring? Good job. What else can you do? Man, I'm telling you guys, when Karrion Kross gets the opportunity, he's a phenomenal talker and doesn't have to be that seething, brooding guy. He can be a phenomenal talker. And I thought he did great here. I popped huge at Xavier Woods calling Authors of Pain Taka and Rezar, which I always thought was like kind of the inspiration behind Akam and Rezar. For those of you who don't know who Taka and Rezar is, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. They're babies. That whole gimmick. See, we got so many people popping up in here saying, WTF, who kissed Dom? Damn. AOP, defeat the Creed Brothers. 3 minutes for the Creed Brothers. Ain't it for me, bro. Is not it for me. Don't like that. AOP getting wins and dominant wins. Great. They should be a dominant team. Bengals Domination says, when the Creeds join Gable, does Ivy join them as well, or are there other plans for her? I hope she joins them. I think she could use it. Right now, they got her dead in the water, and she shouldn't be dead in the water. She should be led by somebody vicious. I think that she needs something completely different, and turning on Maxine would be really, really great. Honestly, I don't know how Otis will play into this, and if he'll be solo if he'll have Tozawa and Maxine there. But if not, I wouldn't mind Maxine managing Tozawa like in NXT or something. Sheamus segment interrupted by Ludwig Kaiser. This is interesting. Them setting up a singles program with Sheamus and Kaiser. I can get behind that. Kaiser getting the opportunity to show his, because he's got no tag team partner anymore. So why not give him that opportunity? I'm good with it. Reminder, guys, leave a thumbs up. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. FightfulSelect.com had all kinds of exclusive news this weekend. Are you sad about Angel Hernandez retirement? Hell no, I'm not. Angel Hernandez, one of the worst MLB umpires of all time. This man is so garbage at his job. I don't celebrate people losing their jobs unless they're just absolutely horrendous people. But he's getting a big payout as a result of this, because he is a part of the MLB umpire union, all that stuff. And he's getting taken care of. He's going to be good. And they want him out so bad that they were willing to do that. What does that say? What does that say? Rey Mysterio promo. Damian Priest notices that JD spoke with Liv earlier. Carlito is sent away. I mean, Damian is making it abundantly clear. Carlito is not in Judgment Day, but he's willing to use him a little bit. And Finn Balor, I just think he is such a wild card here. I'm really interested in what's going on with Judgment Day. Liv Morgan, Carlito, the LWO feud that's starting out. Rey Mysterio did defeat Carlito. One of the better things that that we've seen out of him since he's been back. But this is very, very good for him being involved with Judgment Day and wrestling somebody like Rey Mysterio in general. Now, they've faced each other quite a few times since then, but their last singles match on WWE TV was in 2004 for the U.S. title. They did a dark match recently as well, but I mean, they have worked together probably two dozen times over the years between, you know, tag matches, and they did stuff in Qatar and Mexico and gosh, I think even Sudan, Iraq, like they've done all kinds of stuff. They've wrestled all over the world, but you know, haven't had a big match, a big one-on-one match since that SmackDown match where Carlito beat him in the UK. I mean, man, look at all the places they've wrestled. Like if you look right here, just on their cage match, England, the US, Scotland, Puerto Rico, Iraq, Sudan, my God, Mexico, Indiana. Also, France. Unreal, man.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And you couldn't really name like a big match from them. Bengals Domination says, is there heat on Dragon Lee or is he injured? Why doesn't he wrestle regularly? I don't have the answer to why he hasn't wrestled regularly or if he's injured. I mean, if there was that much heat on him, he wouldn't be on TV at all. He just wouldn't be there. You know what I mean? Like they wouldn't even mess with that. Wouldn't even bother with it. So I'd be surprised. I'm surprised he hasn't wrestled in a month, but I'll dig into that. I'll find out for sure. So after the match, Rey Mysterio wins, by the way. Priest just comes out and takes out everybody. He's doing the, I got to do this stuff myself, I see, type of situation. I respect it. And now as a result, we're going to get Rey Mysterio versus Damian Priest next week. And let me tell you, the Bet Online odds are going to favor Damian Priest. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best, from cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of, all major sporting events are covered by BetOnline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Check it out, guys. BetOnline AG. I had all the favorites winning last night on AEW Double or Nothing. And I think 12 out of 13 hit. I'm surprised that Orange Cassidy ended up winning there. While you're here, get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. There's a lot talking about this main event that we're going to get onto. The Line Drive says Angel Hernandez was so bad, a court of law dismissed his discrimination suit because he sucks so bad as proven in a court of law. It's abysmal work that he does. Jonathan Corona says, I want to be off topic here about something. By the way, sends a very nice one, a very nice amount. Thank you, Jonathan. So I think WWE or AEW could be on WWE's level if they do storytelling like WWE does, plus the good wrestling AEW does. They should do both wrestling and storytelling. It would help a lot, just saying. Okay, I challenge you to go back and look at the most, like a lot of the recent AEW shows, especially Dynamite. You will not see many, if any, matches that aren't set up by something, a backstage or a reason or an explanation. You don't see that as much. In fact, I think they could do with a couple more cold matches. It's hard to find that balance, right? To some people, they're just never going to win. To some people, they want AEW to be like WWE, and because WWE is what they like and it's what they grew up on. And if it's not that, then they think it's wrong. In reality, AEW exists because, you know, 5-6 years ago, there was a great starvation for competent booking and excellent wrestling and talent being used. Now, they have ran into some incompetent booking at times, some really great booking at times. They have ran into some stuff that doesn't work. They've ran into them personally not using talent well. But they don't need to be WWE. They're going to be AEW, and they're going to continue to be successful doing that. And when they get this new deal, they're going to be very successful. Chad Gable confronts Tozawa backstage, says that he wasn't in Saudi. Interesting. Bronson Reed defeats Otis because Otis is going for all of his... his hee-hee-ha-ha stuff. And Chad Gable's like, nah, bro. Don't do it. And then Bronson Reed beats that ass. So what we get afterwards is Chad Gable berating Otis. And this has continued for a long time now. He brings out all of Alpha Academy. Tells them all how much they sucked. And then he pulls out the belt. Perk Gable getting kinky on live TV. Ready to lay down some whoopins, boy. Laying down some whoopins. Let me tell you, he was throwing some fruits and vegetables in the chat. Oh, boy. He was about to paint Otis's ass until it looked like a tomato. Do you think he was going to whip his ass? Do you think he was going to whip his back? Which do you think he was going to do, chat? Do you think that Otis was about to get dem spankins? Or do you think that he was about to get just, you know, lashed? I think he was getting it right on the ass. I think it was straight up ass. No way it was anything but booty. Complete ass. I am so disappointed in so many people that think it's the back. Hell no. It was going to be ass. Everybody's saying back. I'm so disappointed. Get out of here. Go watch somebody else's show. Go watch Denise Salcedo if you want this tame stuff. He was getting his ass whipped. It's going to be the ass. Wishful thinking, I guess. Chris says, not just in the Alpha Academy, to me, a bunch of losers. Well, that's the story, Chris. And not only is that the story, it's the story that that Chad Gable is largely contributing to this. Like, okay, I'm a big University of Kentucky fan, right? John Calipari is a once great coach who people believe is capable of great things. But what happens? Guy coaches his team to lose a lot. We ain't had postseason dubs in a long time. Chad Gable is not getting those postseason dubs. He is losing all the time. And that's what Sami Zayn says. By the way, Maxine stops him from working that ass on Otis. I will not hear any different. And then Sami Zayn comes out and he's like, man, you have had so many opportunities, so many chances at this Intercontinental title. And every damn time that you lose, you blame somebody, whether it's me, whether it's Otis, whether it's anybody else. You blame everybody. And I mean, that's not what a good coach does. A good coach takes responsibility. I'll say that about good old John Calipari, which I wish him luck in the future. But, you know, he took credit for his own losses, so to speak. Oh, man. Gonna post Becky's tweet in here. My God, pal. I'll just show it to you guys right now, even though we're in the middle of a segment. By the way, Sami Zayn gets that ass whipped by Chad Gable, who, as he's trying to talk Otis out of doing any of this, and then Otis and everybody leaves with him. Chris says, why Chad Gable, not loser? He is a loser right now. Here we go. Becky Lynch saying, to be continued. Bless that woman, man. Got a lot of love for Becky Lynch. Got a lot of respect for Becky Lynch. I'll talk about that at the end of the show. Wrestling Guru says, look at the ovation that Becky got after the show. Can't believe that's what they gave her for her last contracted match. Compare this to Edge's last match. Effing BS. Disgraceful. It's a world title cage match in a main event. And she got thank you, Becky chance. We'll talk about it more shortly. Ian Simmons says, if you looked, Priest looked at Finn when he brought up Liv, and they both got caught coming out of the same car last week. There's something going on there, brother. There's something going on there. Shayna and Zoe interview. They say that they are inviting Bianca and Jade to Raw next week. Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. Then Sonya shows up. And I don't know how I feel about this. So Sonya's like, you guys can win if I help you. And then Shayna is like, have you forgotten who I am? NXT champ. You know, tag champ multiple times. I can do this. And I'm like, I hope this doesn't mean that Sonya's angling to be a manager. I mean, maybe her knee's not good yet. Because she got it hurt. It was like late summer, right? Luis, if you mind looking up when she injured her ACL. Because, I mean, I know everybody says 8-9 months. It's usually a year. It's usually a smooth year. I want to see this woman wrestle. I have seen her out of action too much, too often. You know, she was off TV because of understandable situations. She was on as a GM for a while. Then she was on and she was a jobber for a while. And then she unfortunately tore her ACL. And I want to see her in action. So if they do like a managerial thing, I hope it sets up something else. The Unholy Union interrupted this, and they were like, oh, Shayna and Zoe said they beat everybody. They didn't beat us. Well, Unholy Union hasn't been facing anybody besides on main event. Sonya's last match was July 28th, so she's still a couple months out of what I would have expected and what most people expected. Any idea when Roman or Seth are coming back? No, I don't. I don't know. I'll probably do a video pretty soon on that. I do feel like the lack of star power across AEW, and I don't want to say lack of star power, I'll say the absent star power on AEW and WWE Raw is a big part of why I think the numbers have been down for you know, Raw and AEW Dynamite and stuff like that. Io throws a fit backstage following the Lyra Valkyria match, but that is preceded by a Becky segment where, oh, there's a great, great visual. And I don't know who told Lyra to do it, but Lyra's got her knee pads down and you can see her knees bruised up. You can see the war. You can see the scars of attrition, scars of war on her there. Becky goes, it wasn't a good night for us the other night. But when you lose, you learn. And we're going to keep winning and learning, or winning or learning, until it's time to step away. Whew, man. Lyra Valkyria beat Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane, I mean, I'll say this, beat Kairi Sane with some quotation marks around it. Because Kairi Sane beat the living shit out of Lyra. Kairi Sane beat the brakes off of her. Pardon the French. I try to not curse on this show. But my God, Kairi. Kairi whipped that ass so bad. Like, really go back and watch this match and look at how brutally Kairi Sane was laying it in on Lyra. Damn, man. And I love the finish. Kairi is about to go up for her finish and does the big elbow. And then Lyra gets the kick up. And, ooh, it looked nasty, man. Really loved the match. Ryan Pinn says Kairi was enjoying this. She really was. Like, she, it felt personal, man. It really did. Jacob says, what's Raw for the first time since after Mania? Time felt off. Like, why did Kairi versus Lyra get no time compared to segs like Carlito and Ray, which could have been cut down? Ads were also ridiculous. Yeah, it was ad heavy. I didn't mind Lyra and Kairi not getting a ton of time. I do wish it was more. Wish they got a little bit more. I agree. You could have cut a little from Ray and Carlito there, for sure. Damn, what a match. What a beating that was. I'm telling you, man, if you didn't watch this, go watch it. How Kairi laid that in. Io threw a fit backstage. I love the tweet WWE posted on Twitter, obviously, X, and said, it's just one of those days. She was breaking stuff, brother. She was breaking stuff. Ryan said, Sonya looked to be talking to Natty, new stable. Well, FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business, my friends, reported last week. WWE and Natalya have engaged in contract talks. Natalya is going to evaluate all of her options. She is interested in some outside projects as well. Like the Hart family movie, that type of stuff is very important to her. Man, it is it's a wild world right now, man. So here's an interesting thing. Maybe an interesting thing. I had a story. It was after, so, gosh, how do I put this? Every year since I've worked with Denise, 2019, every year has been crazier, right? 2019, you had some really stupid booking stuff that was just crazy. 2020 is the pandemic, mass releases, just unreal stuff. 2021, we break the Punk story. All that wildness goes down. We break a lot of stories in 2021. Free agency gone wild. Danielson, Adam Cole, just crazy stuff. 2022, it gets crazier. Austin's back. And Cody switches over and CM Punk gets into a fight and all this stuff. It gets crazier. Vince retires. 2023 gets crazier, right? The Vince lawsuit. Punk gets into another fight. Jade switches over. Just, it gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Mercedes all throughout there. At the beginning of 2023, I actually had a story penned about how 2024's contracts were going to be the craziest year that we've seen, right? And we've seen Cody come to terms on a deal. We've seen Drew come down to the wire. We saw Damian Priest come down to the wire. Finn Balor come down to the wire. Mercedes signed. So much crazy stuff happened throughout all 2023. I didn't get to publish that story until like Christmas week. I just had to keep pushing it back. You can go back and watch that story or read that story from Chris. I think I ran it Christmas or something. And finally, I was like, I just got to run it. And now Becky Lynch's deal is almost up. Natalya's deal is almost up. You got Dijak as well, who was on Main Event tonight, by the way. Jared says, Kyrie's been off since her return for me, but she was having fun there, so I think she's finally getting into the groove. Tonight felt, Jared, like she was really getting to be Kyrie. She was really getting to do that. And I'm all for that. Like, you gotta... Sometimes you just got to let them be themselves. And maybe you're not feeling like yourself in the bedroom. Fortunately, Blue Chew can help. You know, Fightful and Blue Chew have been at it a long time. Maybe you've been at it a long time. Maybe you're lacking that motivation. Maybe you're lacking that confidence. You don't think you have what you once had. Blue Chew is here to get you there. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. You'll get your first shipment free of what? Well, it's a chewable tablet that has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so it gets your performance ready to go. It's prescribed online. It ships straight to your door. You do an online consultation, and if approved, you'll be back to that Main Event level performance. Sometimes it's not even about performance. It's about that confidence. And Blue Chew is going to make sure that you have that. Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Your first shipment free. You just pay $5 shipping. What is there to lose? BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Cage match world title. Liv Morgan defeated Becky Lynch to retain the title. Judgment Day gets involved. Braun Strowman comes out and chases Judgment Day. And as a result of that, the cage door slams into Liv's or Becky's head and Liv escapes. So Liv doesn't get pinned there. So the story isn't the match itself. It was a fine match, but Watch With A says, did Becky and Liv's time get cut? Seemed rushed. They had started lowering that cage like what, 15 minutes before the damn thing happened, and they had a ton of commercials between then. So after the match, let's talk about the kiss, by the way. I'll ask Luis, our moderator, to please divide up the super chats a little bit more appropriately for this one, like the Liv kissing, the Becky speculation and all that stuff. Yes, I mean Becky didn't get pinned. That's what I meant. After this, Liv is so excited that she ends up kissing Dominic, but it gets cut off on the American feed. It gets cut off. So here's what you missed. And this wasn't a kiss. This was an assault. This was a sexual assault. Dom wasn't having any of it. He was not having it. He was like, no, please don't. Or was he? What do y'all think, man? Vic says, give me Rhea versus Liv and a Dominic on a pole match. I mean, the whole thing with Liv Morgan is she said she was going to take away everything of Rhea's. Vic says, Liv becomes the new queen of Judgment Day. Maybe a Damien gets pushed out. She could take Dominic. She could take Judgment Day, take the title. I mean, take everything. I think that would put Liv on another level. And Jared says, your thoughts on Liv as a wrestler? In my opinion, she's okay. Yeah, she's all right. I think there are some offensive maneuvers that could benefit her a little bit more than some of them that are used. But you know what? She's been at this a long time. I'm sure she'll adapt and evolve and all that stuff, especially as a world champion. But I think her being this master manipulator works really, really.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really well. Colby says I was going to read that super chat and then it just disappeared. So going to try to get that one back soon. But the Line Drive sent a very generous super chat. It says, Liv, Becky, Rhea all deserve better than having their story based around a man and having everything interrupted by men when they are all highly talented and stars that don't need everything to revolve around the man. The Line Drive, listen, I agree they're all talented. There is nothing wrong with integrating men into these storylines. We integrate women into those storylines all the time. Like, we didn't look down on the AJ Lee stuff. AJ Lee was one of the best talent or the most prominently featured when she was all over the show. And she really helped. I think this really, really helps everybody involved. And it adds an interesting story. If you have just very, very gender-specific storylines all the time, it's going to get very stagnant. It's going to get very boring. I don't look at this as, oh, well, somebody else is hogging the spotlight type of thing. I just don't see that. I don't see that. Have you heard why Ricochet doesn't get to wear the speed belt on Raw? And would you agree about Will's comments on his use in WWE? Yes, he should be used better in WWE. I think he's about to be used better in WWE. I think they just want to keep the speed title completely separate. They want to keep it on Twitter and X. Colby says the main event title scene is really heavy. I like all the wrestlers involved, but it's hard to root for someone when Gunther and Drew will just have one night. Babyface pops overseas. Hopefully it clears up. I disagree with that whole notion. Like, depending on where you go geographically, you're going to have people that are treated differently based on where they were. Are we just supposed to ignore that? We can't ignore that. They can win that title. It can be a big moment for them. It should be a big moment for most of these people when they win the world title. I think it's okay. And Simmons says, I have to admit, I like Kyrie's new theme and her gear. She looked like a star. Can see her getting over with this presentation. I could too, especially the way that she wrestled tonight. It felt like she was back at it. Do you know if Adam Cope is okay? Well, the hope was last night that he was okay. He was optimistic about it. We'll see. It would take a couple days anyway. So Dominic and Liv have this kiss. I'm interested in how this goes, man. They got me. I mean, we all saw it coming, but predictable isn't always a bad thing, right? Mr. Acosta says that didn't feel like Becky's last match. Brother, I don't know what to tell you. Do I think it's her last match ever? No. Do I think that she'll re-sign before this weekend? Probably not. She had posted that tweet Don't know what to tell you, man. I've talked to the woman about this. I talked to her about it on camera. I've covered this ad nauseum. I don't think anybody else has broken any news about the Becky Lynch contract stuff in the last year and a half. We first broke this in April of last year when I had people telling me it was a non-story. All of a sudden, it is not a non-story. Josh said, should Becky go to AEW? Could it be considered the biggest jump in wrestling history? I don't think it'd be the biggest in wrestling history. You know, there was Hogan and, you know, a lot of stuff like that. Cody was a gigantic one. She could go to AEW. I would imagine this time next week, Becky Lynch has the biggest offers in wrestling history for a woman. Period. I want to make this abundantly clear. You. Yes, you sitting at home. And that's me looking at my own reflection there. You don't know Becky Lynch's motivations or priorities. She is a multimillionaire with a multimillionaire husband who just got a brand new contract. They have a child together. She has accomplished everything there is in WWE. She's been wrestling a long time. She just had a best-selling book. She's done a lot. She's worked hurt. She's worked sick. She worked sick as a dog at WrestleMania. She's been doing media forever, traveling across the country, multiple continents, all that stuff, away from the family. You don't know her priorities. You don't know what she might want to accomplish. This woman might want to restart Wrestling Society X or Lucha Underground. I don't know what she wants to do. So you can't sit there and say she's definitely re-signing or she's definitely taking time off. She'll never go to AEW. She would never go anywhere else. You don't know. I don't know either right now. I know the facts and her deal's up this weekend. Chris says, as a big Becky Lynch fan, I hope this was not Becky Lynch's last night. And she comes back to WWE. Karthik says, PWT, I don't know what that is, stated that Becky would have won tonight if she was staying. Find that hard to believe because of the Liv Rhea angle. Becky does appear WWE bound. I don't know if she appears WWE bound. I don't know anything about that. But I didn't think she was going to win tonight. The Liv story calls for her to be champion. Do you think she'll resign? What odds do you give Becky of going to another company? As of this particular moment, don't aggregate this. If you do, you're a dweeb. Allergy-induced asthma, sorry. About 25%. Anything's possible. Man, when I see people say 100% she's doing this or there's 0% she's doing that, I'm like, guys, Stone Cold Steve Austin came out of retirement after 19 years to main event WrestleMania, and nobody talks about it now. That's how crazy the last 5 years have been in wrestling. Nobody talks about the biggest star in wrestling history coming out of retirement and main eventing a WrestleMania anymore. D. Byrne says, I could see Becky taking a few months off before returning with that new contract, a la what MJF just did. Well, FightfulSelect.com had news on that contract. And it might not be so new. Why did Jack Perry go off script at all in 2023? I don't know. It's going to end up helping out his career a lot, though. He's doing great. KE775 says, if that was Becky's final WWE match, it was not a great send-off the way she looked on her entrance. I think it was. Well, I mean, for now, possibly. I fully believe this is not Becky's last WWE match ever. Nicholas says, how likely do you think WWE will feel pressured to offer her a huge contract the day her expires if negotiations didn't end on time? Well, I don't know what offers have been made. I'll try to find out, but I would imagine they will probably before this weekend, they'll probably make a big attempt to not let her hit the free agent area. Man, my camera got blurry there. Hit the free agent period. Wrestling Guru says, what the actual heck was that ending? That's Becky's last match on contract ever, and that's what you give her? I hope she doesn't resign. F Triple H. Hope. I swear he never respects Becky. I don't know. She just had a title run. She had a big Mania match as well. One chamber, right? I disagree with that. But Becky is, like, from a booking standpoint, is not at her peak right now. In the ring, hell yeah, she's been at her peak. She's been unbelievable. But there's not a lot she hasn't done. Jonathan Corona says, when you talk about Lynch getting the biggest contract in wrestling, you mean WWE giving her that or AEW giving her that contract? That's a good question. I think that both WWE and AEW will, by this time next week, if she doesn't resign, I think both of them will have offered her what is the biggest contract in women's wrestling history by that point. Insert clever Tegan Knox pun says, I don't think this is her final match that was disrespectful. Becky put over the next main event star on her way out. That's the way she always does business. For everybody, all those weirdos on the World Wide Web and on Twitter, it's like, she doesn't need it. Let me tell you, Becky is all about business. I have dealt with fewer people with thicker skin, more professionalism, anything like that than Becky. A pro through and through. I admire the way that she has handled any number of things. Did always great. I'll tell you about some of my personal experiences. Did interview with her on in Toronto. She made me feel so comfortable, was so kind to my wife as well. Did an interview with her a few years ago. We were very playful with the Marco stunt stuff. Did a couple more this year as well. And she was a good sport about the contract question. She's like, well, you've been on top of it and you got to ask. I know it's your job. A pro. There was a headline that went out from Fightful that was not fair to her. I let her know about it. And she was like, listen, I know you guys aren't malicious. Sometimes that stuff happens. She is a pro. She goes out there. There ain't nothing she hasn't heard. She hasn't seen. You don't hear of anybody disliking her or how she does business. Nobody says she's unsafe. Nobody dislikes working with her. Becky Lynch is the type of person you want on your team. She's the type of person you want as a friend. She's the type of person you want as a locker room leader or just a locker room presence. Chris says, is there anything left for Becky in WWE? So I don't know about that. You know, I really think they missed the boat on the Four Horsewomen main event of Mania not doing that, but you can't do that now. Wrestling Guru says, Becky versus Mercedes at All In, yay or nay. That's another thing. Maybe she would want to work Wembley. Maybe she would want to do that, whether it be a long-term thing or just checking it off. Her and Mercedes would have a killer match. Thomas says, don't know why people don't want to see Becky go to AEW. I think she would work out great there. Then again, she'll be great at whatever she does. I want to see Becky Lynch do whatever Becky Lynch wants to do. Selfishly, I would love to see her continue to perform because she's one of my favorite performers and one of my favorite people that I've ever interviewed, interacted with, period. But I want her to do what she wants to do. Nobody needs to earn that. Everybody should be able to do what they want to do within reason. But she has already given us so much. Sidesuka says, if she was really leaving WWE and actually announcing that you're leaving if you're that level of star, they did that with Ambrose, Bryan, and Edge had farewell matches as well. If she wasn't re-signing, they would have hyped it up. No. That doesn't always happen. It's not the way that it is. They don't always hype it up. They don't always announce it. They don't always say, oh, this person's leaving. Farewell matches, that's one thing. But Copeland was still in talks with WWE before he debuted in AEW, as Luis mentions. Get your super chats, humper chats in. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please leave a lot of fruit emojis, vegetable emojis in the comments. Just leave comments in general, not just on the live chat, but comments in general. I'm coming back there, hanging out with you guys. And please check out FightfulSelect.com. Exclusive news, access to our Discord, a bunch of podcasts, Q&As, $5 a month. When we started Fightful Select 6 years ago, first off, I didn't want to do it. I wanted everything to be free. But Jimmy said, by God, we got to do it. It's changed our lives. I've been adamant to not increase the price point, despite inflation, despite anything else. We want to keep it as affordable as possible. FightfulSelect.com. RJ says, is Liv taking or destroying Judgment Day? I think destroying, because I feel like Damian will not allow her to take it. You know what I mean? Top three favorite Mark Henry AEW moments. Three of the times that he said, this is the main event, or enough of the talk, it's time for the main event. Christopher Hart says, WWE just retweeted what she sent out, so I already think she's re-signed. Let me make this clear. Let me make this abundantly clear. This is not a work. As of this morning, they had not re-signed Becky Lynch. Regardless of a retweet or what you think, as of this morning, they had not re-signed Becky Lynch. So unless they got to the venue today and she put pen to paper, as Luis says, they retweeted Copeland stuff after his last match too. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up. I'll be quite honest with you guys. Denise and I were talking about this. It's been like a slow, like, financial month for wrestling, like super chats, views, all that stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of star power gone. You guys showed out tonight, and I really appreciate that, because outside of a few sponsors, we do not really make money off of clicks. We make money off of subscribers and super chats and all that stuff. So I want to say thank you to everybody that was here for that. A reminder, we are here every night, except for some Sunday nights. Tuesday for NXT, Wednesday for AEW Dynamite, Thursday for ROH and TNA, Friday for SmackDown, Saturday for Collision. And then we have a number of shows throughout the week. In the Weeds, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have Beyond the Bell Tuesday morning. We've got The Hump every Wednesday, The Spotlight Thursday morning, Grapsody every Saturday, and then the whole Fightful Overbooked family, plus a bunch of interviews. Tons of them. Right now, over on Fightful Select, Alex and Kate are still live. Still live right now. I want to say thank you guys so much. Until next time, we're out.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio.
Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.